God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. 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 Oh, you thought I left you out. Even you. Welcome. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget, where if you give God 15 minutes, he will give you a change in your life. There's been no time that you can ever come in the presence of God and not know that God is with you, God loves you, and God wants your very best for you. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we love you today. We adore you. We thank you not just for waking us up this morning, but we thank you for just being who you are, for being all-knowing, all-powerful, for being all things to all people, for being all-wise, for being all-just, for being a holy God. We thank you on today. Now, God, we do thank you for this thing, waking us up this morning. As the old folks say, clothing us in our right mind, giving us a reasonable portion of health and strength. God, we thank you for our family, loved ones, and our friends. God, we thank you for the roof over our heads. We thank you for the cover that we covered up with last night, the pillow that we laid our head down with last night, the whatever it is we may have on, whether it be our dress clothes to go to work, whether it be our pajamas. God, whatever it is, we thank you on today. God, we thank you for thinking of us. Yeah, we do. We thank you for thinking of us, for always having us on your mind. The word declares that you always have your eye on us. So, God, thank you. Thank you for never letting us get out of your eyesight. Thank you, God, for never allowing us to get too far away from you, that you don't have your reach close by to grab us in time of safety. God, thank you. Thank you, oh God, for just your love. Now, God, as we attempt to communicate your love to others, God, we pray even on today that you will speak to your people, that they will be spoken to by you, God, not that they would think my words are the ones that change, but God, it is your words that do that for us. God, open up our ears, open up our hearts to receive what it is you have for us on today. God, bless our time together. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, we thank God for each and every one of you who have dialed in on this morning, who counted it not robbery to take some time of your morning to hear what the Lord would have to say. On this morning, our travels take us to 1 John, the 4th chapter, starting at the 7th verse. 1 John, the 4th chapter, starting at the 7th verse on this month, which is in society commonly known as Love Month due to the Saint Valentine having a day during this month that is celebrated. We're going to talk about love each week of February, talking about love. So this week we're going to start with the love of God, the love of God, 1 John 4, starting at verse 7. From the New American Standard Bible, it reads as follows: Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. By this, the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent his Son, his only begotten Son, into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation or the substitute for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. We have seen and testify that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. We have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this, love is perfected with us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves punishment, and the one who fears is not perfected in love. Verse 19, we love because he first loved us. If someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For the one who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, that the one who loves God should love his brother also. We'll go back to verse 8. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. And God's word is already blessed to us, through us, and in us. Again, this morning we want to talk about the love of God, the unconditional love of God. You all, we have to understand that God's love is foundational, is not just an emotion. Certainly for us, we consider that love is an emotion, that love, quote unquote, comes and goes. Matter of fact, Janet Jackson, Miss Jackson, if you're nasty, yeah, I said it, was the one that said that's the way love goes in her song, and she describes how love is and how love functions when you fall in love with somebody and when you fall out of love with somebody. But that's an emotion. That's one that comes and goes, and we seem to think that we can control it. But understanding that when we're talking about the love of God, we are talking about God's very nature. That's why verse 8 says God is love. It's not conditional, based on our actions, based on us doing the right thing or the wrong thing, not based on whether he thinks we're worthy or not of his love. He is love. And you have to understand that in order to understand God himself. His love is eternal. His love is unwavering. His love is sacrificial. We see that through the fact that he allowed his only son to come and to die for us. Not just the death, but God's love was demonstrated even through the life of Jesus Christ. His love was demonstrated when he created creation. Yeah, how he crafted the universe and everything in it. He didn't just do it haphazardly, but he did it with intention. He did it with care. And then after he created the sun, the moon, the stars, after he separated the light from the darkness, after he separated the heavens and the earth, after he made every animal, every crawling animal, every swimming animal, every animal that walked upon the earth, after he made all of those things with care, then at the pinnacle of his creation, he created man. Not like the animals, not like the stars, not like the sun, not like the firmament in the heavens or the earth, but he created man in his own image, his own likeness. And then, even though man messed up, he allowed his son to be the chief star of his plan to redeem humanity through Jesus, through Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. It was the ultimate expression of God's love. And you all, when we start to realize and understand that we need to embrace God's love in our everyday lives. Do you know, how much easier it would be for us to know that in spite of things not going our way? It doesn't mean it's not going our way because we messed up with God and now he's mad at us. Understanding that his love is there 24/7, 365, this year 366 days in a year. He is love. It is unconditional. And how things turn out for us in our lives is not indicative of his love. We often think that when we get the things that we want, that's love. And when things happen that we don't, then somebody must be coming for us. Absolutely not. We have to understand that God himself is love. And so when we learn to accept his love, then we realize that everything within us, everything about us, should show his love to others as he shows his love to us. That love should affect our image, how we portray ourselves and display ourselves to others, how we have relationships with others, and how we view the world itself. You all, we've got to learn how to see ourselves and how to see others through the lens of the love of God. God calls us to live out his love in impactful ways, in tangible ways. We want to just say love you and keep it moving. But how do you display the love of God? How do you live it out? I want you to think about the areas of your life that you struggle to accept God's love. Maybe you're dealing with health challenges and you say, man, God must not love me. You might be struggling with being single or being married and say, man, I must have really messed up in this life because I'm single and nobody seems to want to marry me, or I'm married and it's not all that I thought it would be. You may be struggling with accepting God's love because you have a hard time loving yourself. You have a hard time accepting that who you are is one that God can love. Hear me well today. But you need to understand that God's love is unconditional. There's nothing that you can do more of or less of that would affect the love that God has for you. And listen, if you're struggling with that fact, if you're stuck on that fact this morning, do you know that you can actually ask God's help in accepting his love for you? Huh? What do you say? Yes. You can ask for God's help and say, God, I'm really having a hard time in understanding your love. How can you love me as deeply as your word says you do? He will help you. He will help you to embrace that love and not only accept it for yourself, but extend it to others. Yeah, he will. So I want to encourage you today to understand that God's love is unconditional, it is foundational, and it is God's very nature. And through that, you all, through accepting and understanding his love, others will be able to do the same. And others will ask you, how do you know this about God? And guess what? That gives you an end to tell of the miraculous power of God in your life so that they too can come into relationship and they too can know the unconditional love of God. Let's pray. God, we stand in awe of you. of your unconditional, unlimited, your boundless love for us. God, open up our hearts, just open up our hearts to be able to fully grasp the width and the depth and the breadth of your love, that we might know you more intimately. God, help us to see ourselves and everything around us through the eyes of your love. And help us to reflect it in everything we do and in every word we say. God, help us as we go about our day today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God-blessed day. In Jesus' name.